Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is my favorite, it's my work husband, the wonderful, charming, and beautiful Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome back, hi. Ronnie.
Hi. Bye. Hi, how are you doing?
So, well, I'm doing very well, thank you. We are here once again on Crappens on Demand for a very special episode because last week the trailer dropped for the new Real Housewives of Atlanta season. And one thing that we like to do is that we like to break these trailers down scene by scene, frame by frame sometimes, and really get into it and really kind of predict what's going to happen, talk about the things we notice, do a full, you know, proper analysis. Normally, we do these on our bonus episodes, but we decided that we were going to do this one on a main show this week. And by the way, speaking of programming, we are not doing Below Deck Sailing Yacht this week, only because we're just trying to coordinate with our travel schedule and touring schedule and recording schedule. And it's just a little tricky for us this week. So that's why we're doing this one instead. So we hope you all enjoy it. I'm sure you will. And in the meantime, by the way, later this week, we are going to Detroit, where we're going to be recapping Summer House. Then after that, the next day, we're going to be going to Columbus, Ohio, where we'll be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then we're finishing on Saturday in Cleveland for a big Cleveland show. We're going to recap Real Housewives of Orange County. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Time is running out. And then later this month, we are ending our big tour. We are going to the Moon Tower Festival in Austin, and then we're going to be going the very next day to Houston and then to Dallas. We've had absolutely amazing shows in actually all six of those cities, so we don't want any of you guys to miss out. So please get your tickets. And also, don't forget, wear your merch, crappensmerch.com, to get those awesome t-shirts, limited edition stuff, etc. And there's also pins and mugs. Look, I've got... For people who are watching, there's all sorts of like really cool cups and stuff you can get. Really, really fun stuff. So go check that out. And then again, if you want to watch us here on Crappens on Demand, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and support at the Crappens on Demand level. That's the big news.
Yes. And thank you to everybody who's been coming. It's been so much fun. The shirts you guys are making and the outfits you're wearing are hilarious. The gifts. Alicia brought us homemade cookies this week.
Oh, my. Well, we got a few different cookies.
Lucy, I think her name was Lucy, gave us cookies, teasing Maya from Summer House for not getting cookies to me yet. And they made their own need boxes.
Yes.
For the cookies. I mean... No, so creative, so fun. Thank you guys so much for doing all that for us.
I have to say, by the way, the cookie game in general for this entire tour has been amazing. People have really brought out their cookies. And actually, also a shout out, in Denver, we got some wonderful cupcakes from Mermaid's Bakery that had all like Ramona faces on them and Taylor and the cat and all that. So thank you so much for all of those baked goods there. You guys really kill it. Turns out we have a lot of really amazing bakers in our audience. So... You guys are great.
Yeah. Okay, so today we are doing a very special episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer for season 14.
Yeah.
So this is audio, but if you're on Crappens on Demand, this will be available as a vidja for you to check out. Basically, if you've never listened to one of these before, we just go through frame by frame of the trailer and talk as ignorantly as possible about what we're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun to make the predictions and to try to figure out what's going on. So one of the reasons why it's really good to do this with Crappens on Demand is because you can watch along with us. In the past, you just had to listen to us. But now you can actually watch us. You can watch the same things that we're seeing with our own eyeballs, and we can watch all along together. So without further ado, shall we start her up?
Let's do it,
okay? All right, so I'm just going to press play, And we're going to see where this journey takes us. This is a big trailer. Look, 3 minutes. Some of them are usually just like, well, usually the last 24 seconds is just a promo for Watch What Happens Live or something. So, but this is a big one. Okay, here we go.
Bravo has been keeping everything airtight. I don't know.
Pause. So this is Candy walking from her car, reading her phone, reading tweets. One from Mama Ray says, this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta better be phenomenal or else.
Yeah. And then someone else says, Bravo has been keeping everything airtight. I don't know what's about to go down on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hashtag excited.
And Kizzy says, I wonder how Sandra will fit in. Her gold medals may be too heavy for the ladies to handle. Now, I have to say to Brisky, you know, when everything has been airtight, I get a little worried about a season. Okay. Atlanta's had a rough couple of years. So this is not filling me with hope that I haven't heard much. But I will say, I'm glad that it's taken kind of a longer break than usual, because Atlanta sometimes feels year-round, and I'm actually excited to watch Atlanta and see what's going on, because it's been a while.
I think it's – I feel like Bravo shows, when they've taken a little bit more time to regroup, they usually come back stronger. But also some of these tweets, I wonder how Sanya will fit in. Her gold medals may be too heavy for the ladies to handle. I feel like that was just someone like – like who someone on Bravo marketing. No, yeah. I was just like, that seems like someone, they made an intern write that at Bravo.
It does, yes.
Basically, we're seeing Candy reading these, but then we see actually all four ladies reading it. Kenya's reading these tweets also. And then clearly Drew Sidora, I think it's Drew's in the upper left-hand corner. And then maybe that's Sheree in the lower left-hand corner. They're clearly not as important because their faces are completely covered by the tweets. So
right, and this is obviously a lie scene because two things are happening. First of all, it's a lie scene because no Real Housewife reads Twitter and smiles. Okay,
yes.
We all know that that's a bunch of bullshit. And Kenya's like, oh my god, I love reading tweets about myself. Also, Kenya needs a duvet cover on her duvet. That is just a raw duvet. Okay, that is danger.
Raw duvet. That might be the duvet cover. I mean, she may have like sort of a just a big white duvet cover, which still your point is still remains dangerous.
But it's not just that it's white, it's that it's that quilt.
Yeah.
Quilt square quilted thing, you know?
Yeah, she also has what appears to be a giant frond in a vase behind her. she's nursing a tree back to health behind her, which might be a metaphor for the show. And then we also have a very strong parking lot presence in the lower two quadrants of this trailer.
Yep.
Must mean something, right? I hope it means something. Okay. Oh, so I'm going to press play. We're zooming in on Kenya now.
Oops. Let's go down on RHOA.
Marlo is going to keep the girls alive.
So it was Marlo all along.
God, she just doesn't get any respect. We didn't even realize it was Marlo down there.
Well, how could we? She was covered with a tweet. But Marlo is now officially a housewife. That's huge news. That's never happened on this show. She's always been a friend of. Mm-hmm. Marlo is – her background is a delivery truck. And she's not wearing a pussy bow. She's wearing an I'm going to kick your ass bow. Okay. Yeah. If a pussy bow is this small – I mean, she's wearing the most gigantic bow of all time. She's going to kick somebody's ass this season.
She really is. And we've got more tweets. One says, what is Real Housewives of Atlanta really giving? And then, which was also from Kizzy. And then Sammy says, Marlo is going to eat the girls alive. That feels like an authentic tweet. And then we're back to Brisky, who says, I need Bravo to drop this trailer ASAP. Hashtag RHOA14.
Guys, I know that we're trying to drum up interest by showing how much interest already is drummed up. Don't repeat the same tweeters.
That's the thing. Were there only three people tweeting about this?
It's like Carolyn Mandelka tweets, watch what crappens is going to be so good this weekend in Detroit.
Thanks, Mom. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Sheba Sheree finally launched.
Okay, so now Now
Sammy
we have Sheree,
again, Mama Sammy Ray, and Brisky again. Okay, you guys are just faking it at this point. Okay, listen, production, at least make more burner accounts for your tweets.
I know. So now it's Sheree who's just like sitting in front of a nondescript curtain in a, just a very brown, sad room. She's reading, and Sammy is now saying, "I heard the new season of RHOA is giving everything it's supposed to give."
Oh, that's funny. And then Mama Ray is saying, "I heard She by Sheree finally launched. It's not spring / summer, though. LMAO. Hashtag joggers." Do you think that actual joggers are so upset by this hashtag? Do you think they're like, "Oh my God, I just want to see who else is jogging today. Hashtag joggers. Who is Sheree?"
And then Brisky is back again. "Who's throwing dog treats? Child, this season is about to be all jokes. Hashtag can't wait for RHOA 14. Wow, some intern is going above and beyond with these tweets. Above and beyond.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the $4 Starbucks cards. You earned them.
Okay. So now we go back to a quadrant, and now Drew Sidor is back. Drew is laughing because I think that she's just happy that someone like mentioned her in a tweet. So I'm going to press play.
Not spring, summer, though.
This season, keep your edges on point and stay tuned.
My edges are filling in.
Who think that they know some tea on me about sucking dick in a locker room?
Okay, so now this is a good way. This is a good direction. Love that. That was
this is straight up Candy talk right here. When Candy gets worked up, and then she just sounds like someone's boiling the Candy voice, and it's just about to be ready to pour for tea.
Yeah, when she just hits that soprano of like, who is and the thing is that they're also doing like a fancy brunch or like a afternoon tea or something. So she has a full on, what do you call those things? It's not really a hat. It's a,
I don't know, it's like a low hat.
No, it's, oh, people are going to kill me. I want to say it's called a regulator, but it's not that at all. A fascinator.
Oh.
Regulator. She's wearing a regulator on her head.
Well, I'm really liking her necklace because she's got a big giant heart with diamonds and then a smaller heart with diamonds. And I think it's very important in a relationship like hers when you get in the fight to be like, my heart has – like both of our hearts count, but mine is bigger and has more diamonds. Okay?
Yeah.
So get the generator when I tell you to get the fucking generator, Todd. Okay?
You know – Todd really annoys me. I have to say, I'm still behind on Candy Factory, but I've watched, I think they're on like episode 5 now or something like that, but I've watched 2 and I've definitely been cracking up. But you know, the thing with Todd is that like, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to ruin this beautiful trailer with Todd complaints. Okay. I'm sure Todd will show up later anyway. So I will just save that. Okay. I'm pressing play.
They know some tea on me about sucking dick in the locker room.
Kenya, don't invite your boyfriends, don't get it.
So basically, after Candy says that, this white lady just runs. She sort of looks like Brianna Gunvalson, and they've just barely even blurred out her face. Like it's like the lightest blur you could ever give someone, and she just starts yelling at them.
Yeah, she's like, "This is a child's birthday party," because they're talking about somebody getting dick in a locker room. I think so.
But the thing is, it's a child's birthday party, but it also clearly says on the wall, "What's the tea?" So I'm sorry, that was the tea.
That was the tea, exactly. You know, if you can't stand the tea, get out of the pot, as they say. Get your kids out of this teapot. Okay.
And Marlo's like, "Candy, don't invite your white friends." They don't get it. Oh, and there's Sheree. So Sheree's got a real, real strong fascinator game going on right there.
Yeah,
Fascinators sure by Sheree. Yeah.
So white friends don't get it.
Side of the circle.
Yeah!
Yeah! This is Poochie and
Ted. Nobody control my vagina breastfeed.
Okay. So this is the typical. I feel like every time I stop, someone has just said something about private parts.
So it's the fun and games segment where everybody's having so much fun and games. Wow, look at that. There's another pajama party, which, you know, yeah.
Like some ass whooping. Like there's like it's like S&M sort of thing. That might, I think that's Kenya sort of twerking on the floor. I could be wrong.
No, that's too little of a butt. It's a very tiny butt. I don't think Kenya can twerk either, can she?
Oh, that's Kenya in the background there.
Yeah, that's not Kenya, sir. Have you seen this show?
Yeah. Sure. Sorry, I apologize.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And then we see a bunch of the women toasting to something. A trampoline scene. I'm already not looking forward to this trampoline scene. I feel like we've never really had a successful trampoline scene on any Real Housewives, right?
I don't know, but there's a very successful trampoline park. Know that.
That's true.
That's still open.
Then we have this lady. I'm assuming she's the new one with a very handsome man that she's in the kitchen with, just doing a little dance. And then we have more dancing, more crazy. There's something happened in this room. I don't even know what happened here.
It's a pajama party. Who knows? But that could be a classic episode on this show. You know, pajama parties lead to very good places on this show.
Yeah. Overnights on Atlanta can lead to real mayhem. So there's stuff on the floor. There's just, and here's Kenya dressed like the Wicked Witch. This maybe like a Wicked moment. Kenya does love dressing in all green, but body makeup, right?
All green body makeup. Yeah, she's done this before.
She did
huh?
the Grinch once.
Yes. Oh my God, you're right.
And then we have, okay. So what we thought was like broken plates was just like flowers, because it looks like there's some sort of ceremony that happens at one point, and someone twerking on top of a candle, I think. I don't know. Okay, so we have Mama Joyce here just yelling this.
I gotta control my vagina but me.
Oh, I made it. That
nobody's gonna control my vagina but me. I don't know that anybody has control over their private parts. I think that's the problem. You know, they do whatever the hell they want to.
It's true. It's true. They have a mind of their own, you know.
Now, Mama Joyce is full of piss and vinegar, and she's the best part of that Candy restaurant show, Candy and the Gang. The old ladies fighting is the best part of that show. It cracks me up. Have you seen that one where they have the cousin over?
Yes, that was hilarious.
The cousin who quit the restaurant, and then they're all fighting. And she said, Joyce, you said it was your motherfucking restaurant. And Joyce is like, I never said it was my motherfucking restaurant. And then they all go, and she's like, okay, we're going to eat, right?
Yeah.
They just all automatically calm down for barbecue.
They're all fighting, and then they're like, okay, now let's have food. And they just all go into the kitchen and just like eating happily together. That was... I mean, I was laughing out loud with that. That was so funny. Okay.
Oh, I made it. Fabulous is my middle name. Marlo Fabulous Hampton.
Now I'm a nephew.
This is very exciting. I mean, Marlo is being treated like a proper housewife. Look, we see her. She's biking through the streets past people who are bored and don't know who she is. Like, they're like not even just people on their phone. And she just bikes through.
I'm like a foreign formal wear.
Yeah. I know. What is this? What is she's biking by a luggage shop, and there's all why are there so many people just standing outside the luggage shop on their cell phones too, by the way?
I have no idea. Did she get a DUI or something? Why is she riding a bike?
I just don't understand anything that's happening here. I don't understand why she's riding this bike, why she's dressed in this whole look on the bike, why she's going by this luggage shop, and why there are these people who are by the luggage shop on Grindr or something and choosing not to be shown on camera because their faces are all blurred out.
Every time I see somebody on a bike, I'm like, sorry about your DUI. Sorry. Like, I know that there are things that people ride, but even when I see children on them, I'm like, oh my God, you know, call an Uber next time. Okay. Call an Uber.
So anyway, so here's Marlo as a housewife segment.
Marlo Fabulous in Hampton.
Now I'm a nephew still.
They make them all.
Where did she base it? She goes to trial. Oh, no. Am I raising them right? She buys.
So it looks like Marlo's big thing is going to be about these nephews that we saw last season and, you know, being a mom to them, essentially raising them.
This is so great because this is like a sitcom plot. You know, it's like, take Marlo, but give her kids for a few seasons. It's going great. I'm excited to see this.
Yeah. I'm also very, I also would like to know the story about this like angry cat wallpaper. Is this Marlo's house? Are they at a store? Like, cause if this is what she has in like the kids' room, that's like, that's a pretty intense image to look at every day to wake up as a kid.
I don't think it's a kid's room. I think it's like her dressing room or something. Everything Marlo, you know, because the rumor was, and this is an old rumor, it's not true, but that she was dating Ted Turner, that was her really rich man or whatever, a really rich sugar daddy. So every time I see something, I'm like, Ted Turner approved this wallpaper. Ted Turner had to click OK at some point for this.
Ted Turner's all about this, like, Puma wallpaper. And then we have Sheree. So now Sheree is back. Her third run on this show. She's wearing a t-shirt that says joggers and has a barcode. So she's ready to sell. Like, she's like, poor Sheree though. She hasn't moved on to QR codes. Like, that's what makes me sad for her.
I just tried to scan it with my phone. That's what I'm doing. Let me see if I still have barcode scanner on here. I used to have that back in the day.
She's always just like a step behind. She's like, let me show you my new collection on DVD. You're like, oh, Sheree.
Barcode scanner. Well, it probably just leads you to joggers or something. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. All that, I was trying to get to see what website this took me to.
Whatever website it would have been is probably under construction. Website Sheree.
Bye, Sheree's coming, honey.
You're going to see
Tyrone. A really large penitentiary.
And you just happen to run into him.
When the guys come home, they just all over the woman.
Wow. So already a lot of things happening in this little Sheree segment. I mean, we have first glimpses of the joggers.
Okay, let's take a look. That is that elastic. No.
Which one?
That first one, the one to the left, to our left.
This does not look great.
There's
like a single pleat in the crotch.
there's a pleat in the peen hole. And then the elastic is too big and that kind of elastic.
It looks like a party streamer.
Maybe it's not for bigger people, but I see marks all under my belly.
I like the one on the right. The one on the right is the one on the right's not bad. It's sort of cute. Yeah. I like the color. I like the blue of it. I'm okay with the one on the right. I would get the one on the right. I like it more than the Brooks Marks tracksuit. I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then after we see that, then we see Sheree talking to her guy who was in jail. What was his name again? Tyrone?
I don't remember.
I think it was Tyrone. She talked to him. He looks like he is just trying to understand how FaceTime works. He's like, he's like, I've been in lockup for a very long time.
Wait, is he in jail? He's in the Dolce & Gabbana sweater and
no,
chains.
He was. He previously was. Look.
Hey, Tyrone?
A really large penitentiary.
And you just happened to run into him.
When the guys saying he's in jail, like still.
Oh,
like,
no.
Going to be getting out. Because I knew he was getting out, but I didn't know when. Like if it was during the season. Because... okay, never mind. I was going to say the only thing that looks like it's in jail is a little picture of Sheree on his wall, you know, but that's her picture in the FaceTime. I'm so dumb. I thought he had like a little picture of Sheree looking all pretty on the wall.
But then Sheree is at some sort of fast casual coffee shop, which I guess is every coffee shop, with Apollo of everyone. Apollo is like, he now has tall hair. He's got a little scarf going on. He's got like a tight sweater.
He looks great.
He looks, of course.
I mean, does he ever not? It's not like he was hideous before. I mean, he looks really good. And he says something like, yeah, when guys come out of jail, they just shit all over their women. That's what happens. Yeah.
I don't know if he means that literally or not, but either way, it's
warning
not good.
Her. He's like, yeah, watch out because he might chase you around the house with a, you know, screw gun or whatever. Like an Apollo.
Yeah. And Sheree is like, yeah, that's no big deal. She sort of has this look on her face like, yeah, but it's worth it for love. It's like, Sheree, your track record with men has not really been great on this show. So let's, you know.
The woman.
He hasn't shown up yet. What does it mean when you call someone, it ring and then it go busy?
Okay. So what she just said was Sheree is FaceTiming with someone and says, what does it mean if you call someone and you get a ringtone and then it just goes busy and the person on the phone goes, that means you're blocked. And Sheree throws her head back like, I did not know that could even happen.
I love Sheree making this call in a full-on fur coat with a martini.
She's at like a little French bistro.
Also, I don't think that that's what that means when you call somebody and it turns to the busy tone. Do people block you mid-call? I think that's too obvious. If you're blocked, it just goes straight to voicemail, right?
I don't think it even goes to voicemail. I think it says the number you've called is like is unable to. I think you get like a boo, 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 you know. And then
let's try it. I'll block you.
Be careful. If you block me, you may lose important information.
I know. I'm not going to block you. Okay, come on.
Just love yourself, Sheree.
I am the moment, bitch. I am the moment. I almost.
That's Kenya. She's the moment, and she's also just like chomping on a lobster tail. She's living life, you know. Kenya earned a lot of goodwill on Dancing with the Stars. People were, and Girls Trip. So maybe we're going to see like new Kenya now.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't really see new Kenya on Girls Trip. She just was interacting with different people. It was kind of the same Kenya. She just had like a common enemy, I think, on that show that everybody was like, yes, Kenya, tell Ramona off. But yeah, it was nice to have an enjoyable season of Kenya for sure.
Yeah.
I almost love you, bitch. Montego Bay.
Kenya and Sheree. Okay, I'm already a little upset about something.
What?
So we're seeing like a track and field moment here. And this, so it's Kenya racing against someone. And the reason why I'm upset is it makes me worry that we're going to have to sit through an episode where it's kind of like a field day episode again. Because Atlanta's really good. Yeah, they're really good for like having like a kickball episode or relay races. And I can't really stand that stuff on Real Housewives.
Oh, they actually do the exercise, which is weird for a housewives show. Because usually they're like, let's do yoga, but you never really see them do anything. But on this show, they really have to go into the outdoors and do things.
Yeah. Well, here they are. They're running track. And the new cast member is a track star. So that's probably has something to do with this.
Sonya, she's new to Atlanta. She's a four-time gold Olympic medalist.
I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a real deal Jamaican.
Oh, Sonya, love it.
Sonya,
Jamaican.
Yep. No wonder why that fake Twitter account was so excited about her. She looks fun. She got a great smile. Cute man in her life. Cute kid. Nice dress. So far, so good. she checks all the boxes. But then again, so did Ralph when we first saw Ralph. We're like, ooh, look, he's hot. Then he's terrible.
Ralph. And then it turns out all the boxes that he checked had cameras inside of them.
Okay. Deal, Jamaica.
She called me a friend. Me not calling her no friend.
I'm a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Put some respect on my name.
Yeah,
I'm already very. Not only am I into her, I like that she's yelling this, and we just cut to Drew Sidora giving that look like, wait, what? Because you know Drew is trying some bullshit, like some more like of that profit lot sort of level shit that she's probably trying to spin right here.
I'm actually surprised to see her back.
Yeah,
are you?
Me too.
I'm
very
actually
surprised.
Shocked to see her back. I thought she was a one and done for sure.
100%.
But I guess there was enough there, you know, with the crazy marriage. You know, they love a crazy marriage on these shows. And I guess the profit lot stuff was showing that she'll make an effort, even if it's all lies and, you know, desperate or whatever.
She was good on the reunion. And she was like, she showed like enough delusion that I would think they're like, you know, we should have her back because she clearly is, you know, she has a different sense of reality, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Sanya yelling at Drew, or at least telling her to put some respect on her name.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
You ain't no Jersey group.
Money ain't on this house.
He didn't have the money to pay that condo off.
Her, your mama.
More Todd. More Todd stuff.
Y'all so disrespectful.
Is he saying it's my name on this house? Is that what he said?
He said my name wasn't on this house. Then Mama Joyce is saying he doesn't have the money to pay off this house, whatever that is.
Well, oh, she my said God. He had money at one point. Let's listen to it again.
Yeah, let's go back. So that way we can properly lean into Todd, you know, with all the facts.
In his house?
Sorry. Go back a little bit farther. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Candy walking backwards. Very slowly. Okay.
You ain't no Jersey crew.
Money made on his house?
He didn't have the money to pay that condo off.
Her, your mama, and your family, y'all so disrespectful.
Did you ever?
So he's saying my name isn't on this house. And she's and Joyce was saying he doesn't have money to pay that condo off, right?
Yeah. And then he says her and your mama and your family are so disrespectful. And he's pointing at Riley, actually. Look at Riley. That is Riley. And that's Kayla. I think that's Kayla.
My gosh, they look great. It's so crazy seeing them so grown up.
It's so weird. I feel like I'm one of the aunties right now. I'm like, look at them. They're grown
I know.
Up. But also,
but if Todd is Todd. It's, yeah. It's about Todd and money.
I just feel like this theory may be totally bullshit. And I'm totally open to being corrected. But I kind of feel like Todd was, you know, when Candy met Todd, well, he was like a PA or an associate producer on the show, right? She met Todd. They fell in love, which is great. And he started like running all sorts of stuff for her. And I feel like he didn't like rise up through the ranks. He just sort of went from one level to another level, which happens in life. But he sort of like runs shit as if he learned all that shit as you rise up. And I don't feel like he learned any of that shit when he rose up. And so he just like, I just feel like I watched, like watching him on Candy Factory. I'm not Candy Factory on, what's it called? Candy and the Gang. I'm just like, Todd, I don't know. I just feel like we just see him just spending Candy's money and acting as if he knows everything. And I'm like, I'm not sure how much Todd really knows. I'm really not. I think he knows something, but not as much as he thinks he knows.
We know this just from watching Candy and the Gang. We know that he runs a restaurant that's a damn mess. Okay. Yep.
Proudly.
We know that the electricity goes off constantly in Atlanta heat, where people are going to be stuck inside and they can't pay their bills because none of the credit card machines are working. And we know that he refuses to get a generator because he doesn't want to go downtown and get the contracts for the generator. So that's all I really need to know about Todd. Yeah, you're wasting your fucking money.
I pretty much base everything I say off of that generator situation, which really, really bothered me. And
that's
then
a
also
big situation to judge off of. I feel like that's fair. Yeah. You know, it's but not also some shallow, stupid thing.
I remember pre-pandemic, he wanted to open up like a restaurant. He actually bought a place and then just sat there for a year. And Candy was like, yeah, but you never know when things are going to go bad. You never know when there's going to be a recession. And he's like, whatever. And then, of course, we had the pandemic. I just feel like, you know, that's my theory. It could be totally wrong. It could be ignorant. I don't know. I'm totally down to hear what people think about it. But that's my latest Todd theory, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and Todd sucks.
Todd sucks.
To make it short and sweet, Todd sucks.
Todd sucks. Okay.
So disrespectful.
If you ever were to find something in my phone where a guy was like, yo, I could come give you a massage, you would have a problem with that.
So more Drew and Ralph drama.
About this one's a massage. Last time it was a stripper in the house. More arguments about things that don't really matter, right? Well, wait, who was giving him a massage?
You know, I can't even, like, just everything is, like, their entire place is boring. Look at this. It's all shades of grayish. And they're having a very sad, like, asparagus chicken dinner with some, maybe some pasta noodles or something. Just everything is just, like, it's so Drew Sidora.
Drew's an uphill battle for sure this year. Still a little scarred by Brew. There's some miles to walk up a hill for Drew. For us.
Where a guy was like, yo, I could come give you a massage.
Even Ralph is bored. He's like, I don't even have the energy to fight anymore.
She saw something, didn't understand the context.
You just said basically she's lying. That would piss me the fuck off.
Kenny is sort of clashing with Todd. I mean,
I was there when you said that you wanted to have sex.
Never my assistant because you never paid him. Are you going to shut the f*** up for a second before I can talk?
Okay, so Sheree,
that face is perfect to stop on. A nice Sanya. Big shocked face, Sonia.
Is it Sanya or Sonia?
Sonia. I okay. said Sanya earlier because I hadn't heard it pronounced yet, but it's Sonia.
Oh, okay, yeah. She's shocked, and I love Sheree like going at Drew there because also Sheree, when she gets really mad, she pretty much just like grits her teeth. She actually grits her teeth, like. Look, her teeth are not opening up. That jaw is not moving. She is yelling with her teeth totally closed and clenched.
So Drew pulling out that you didn't pay your assistant stuff for her. And why is Drew always friends with everybody else's employees, by the way? Yeah. Wasn't that a thing last year? And what's the other thing? So Kenya's getting mad at Drew's man. And did she say something like he was buzzing me all night or he was like on my phone all night? What was that?
I think so. I'm going to probably play it again.
My husband was there when you said that you wanted to have sex. Yeah,
go have your husband buzzing my pussy all night.
So Candy says, my husband was there when you said you wanted to have sex. She said,
when your husband said he wanted to have sex. And Kenya's saying, don't have your husband buzzing my pussy all night. What's happening?
If
my hearing might just be going out, but what?
I don't know what's happening. If it winds up that Todd is still hanging out with Mark, that just makes me say Todd sucks even more. Because you know he probably is. I wonder if that's okay. What this is.
Anthony was never my assistant because
you never paid him.
Are you going to shut the up for a second before I can talk?
Candy doesn't know how to be a friend.
Candy was a damn hoe. She everybody for free.
I give what...
Wow, Marlo. Marlo said, if you're going to give me the peach, I'll go after Candy. I will be the one to do it.
Wow. Yeah, do you think that was part of the deal? Because Marlo's coming straight for Candy, calling her a whore, saying she fucked everybody for free. Well,
I mean, Candy.
Welcome to your first day at work, ma'am. Welcome. As a full-time cast member, welcome.
Yeah, and because Candy has really not been doing much the past few years. And that's been a criticism against Candy that she just sort of is there. And I mean, you know, so it sounds like, okay, we, you know. We've given Candy a little bit of a break after the Phaedra thing. Now it's time for someone to start shit with Candy again. And Marlo's like, I'll do it. So, wow. But going after Candy, wow.
Going after Candy and Candy getting upset in like a model shower or whatever she's in. Like, that's really putting baby in the corner. I mean, it's so far in the corner. She's in like the handicap shower of wherever she is.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it because it will get the Candy cry voice. So.
Everybody for free.
I give what you give to me.
Now you following me?
You're full of shit. Can you? Pitiful little hoe.
So Kenya and Marlo are fighting again. I forget where they left off last season because they were like becoming friends again.
They made up. Remember, they became like friends
because they both hated Portia.
They teamed up with the Bolo stuff against Portia.
Yeah, yeah, but looks like they're fighting again.
Raise lap dog, bitch.
I don't have a lap dog. Let's be clear.
Here.
That's Sheree and Drew. I love the idea of Sheree going after Drew. I feel like that's a feud I could really get behind. You know.
But it's Drew going after Sheree, it looks like. Because of those scenes we've seen, it's Drew coming for Sheree.
You're right. Maybe I should say I just like the idea of Sheree just like destroying Drew. That's what I like.
Yes. Yeah, I'm
into that, you know.
Let's be clear. Here, there. There you go. There you go, bitch.
Who is she saying is her lapdog? Ooh, I'll have to watch the season to find out.
Yeah, that's Drew. Like the trailer ends. I didn't realize the trailer was just about to end right there. But Drew basically like throws a there's a bone on the floor because Sheree is the bone collector, and then Drew is throws a
water bottle at her,
some sort of beverage. It looks like a can. I'm getting more of a can. Oh, that might
be a water bottle.
It's a bottle.
A little water bottle. Right. I've thrown many a water bottle. Don't forget. Okay, I know what a flying water bottle looks like.
That is the climactic moment of the trailer.
A bottle. So it looks pretty good.
It looks pretty good. We're just going to have to wait and see, you know? You never really know.
Yeah. I'm excited. Well, I'm definitely excited for Sheree to be back. I feel like that was a personal gift to us from Bravo because we were asked on Watch What Crappens who to bring back. And I said Sheree. Of course, Sheree is my answer. I love Sheree. And here we are. Thank you for my gift.
Yeah, I'm so glad. And Sheree is just still a trailblazer, the first ever housewife to come back for a third tour of duty. So, you know, I really appreciate that about her.
Happy. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you for this next season. I guess it starts
May 1st, I think.
May 1st. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Nice little spring coming up. Atlanta. Spring in Atlanta.
Yeah, very excited. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will see you hopefully all on the road later this week and at the end of April. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.